Hey everyone, it's Justin from the Calm Down It's Fine podcast. It's officially my turn to leave the intro, so here we go. I just want to remind you all that this is the most popular podcast in all of Delmarva, probably, I guess. Anyway, we would like to invite you to like, share, and subscribe to this glorious endeavor that we've embarked on. Also, leave a comment, give us a rate. If you have not rated the podcast at this point, you are a failure in all things at work and at home. send us an email, leave a review, tell your friends, start a cult, whatever it takes to get this thing moving. Well, anyway, let's get on with it.
All right, you guys heard that wonderful intro?
I hope so.
We're here.
I hope they heard it. If not, they might be deaf.
I mean,
I should have brought mine.
It'll be quite this. The endeavor.
Did I give you one?
I got one from the White Elephant Gift Exchange somehow.
Yeah. My cousin.
It's the exact same one, I think.
What are we talking about right now so the listeners can hear?
He's got an iPad tablet holder. I use it in the morning for my Bible reading
devotions.
For my notes. Yeah.
Yeah, so my wife's cousins drew me for like the Christmas gift thing.
Mm-hmm.
She ordered one and it didn't come through, so she ordered another one, and two showed up in my house.
Oh, so
that was my
you.
Contribution to the White Elephant
okay,
gift exchange.
I was like, how is it the same one? That makes sense.
Cameron just openly admitting how cheap he is for White Elephant.
Yeah, no, I don't remember what I.
Oh, before we get going any further, yeah. We have a new order of hats in.
Awesome.
The order is in. The hats are not in.
The hats aren't in yet, but they should be in the next.
But
10 days.
The order is in, and what that means is we need your money.
To pay
once
off
again
hats.
Asking, what's a Bernie thing? I'm once again asking for your support. Yep, here we are.
Hey, I can actually do the Bernie. This world is going crazy.
We should just convince everyone that we're already like just rolling in it. So they're like,
we're not,
yeah, I'll
get. We're
these.
Not rolling in it.
Yeah, we are.
Well, just no. We need
tell the people what they need to hear. Not
here's what we would like. I would like you all to buy this next set of hats because. That would help us in our endeavor to set up to actually buy cameras that we would...
It would make recording way easier.
Let's start a GoFundMe and act like it's going towards something.
How about we start a GoFundUs?
There we go.
No, I mean, we have some people that support us, but literally if you are... I know of the 75 people who think that we're their... who have us as their number one podcast. If they gave us 99 cents a month...
Yeah, that's like $10,000 a month.
That's what the math says.
You see what I did?
That's what the math says.
I just threw a number. I didn't do the math.
Yeah.
What's this cult icon you have on your hat?
Hold up.
Oh, it's
before
Pioneer.
We get to the cult. Mark that down. Cults.
Cults. I think it would be fun to talk about.
Before we get to cults.
Oh, is that what we're talking about today?
No.
Oh, okay.
We can start with the moose. I don't know.
Well, didn't you have those cards you texted me about today?
Yeah, those
cards.
Are fun.
But look, last week. Solid episode, I thought, last week.
I enjoyed it.
A lot of people liked the buffalo.
Yes.
Oh.
My wife comes home from work last night. And she goes, I got that dumb... She walks into the house. She goes, I got that dumb song stuck in my head. And I go, what song? She goes, go buffalo. And I was like, I laughed so hard.
Oh, man.
It's so funny.
Which brings us to... season, episode 4, 3, and 4 of the Buffalo song. So
yeah, she was...
Question, what would it take to...
What are you going to say?
Take our podcast and put it into, like, disc format and sell it.
What's wrong with you?
Disc format?
Like seasons, like a radio show, like Adventures in Odyssey.
Just the guy who hasn't even listened to all the episodes. All right.
That's true.
If it was on a Buffalo, disc, I would...
Well, I want to wait to press play, because once we press play, we're not going to, whatever. So, here's what we got. I have emails to read.
Okay.
I have a couple videos to show.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then we're going to listen to these, number 3 and 4 of Gone to Buffalo, per request of the fans. And we have
that should be
a
segment
our podcast. Called Questions for Humans, and it's for Guys Night.
Ooh.
Oh. So, they're pretty fun. We'll see if we can answer.
For those of you that are doing audio only, Cameron just gave up a satanic finger symbol.
It's what's on the.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Stupid.
All right, so
it'll be on the documentary a couple years from now when they're like the cult of C. diff, and it's gonna be like,
so there's
early on Cameron was showing signs of being a cult leader,
satanic activity.
It's gonna be a screenshot of you throwing up gang signs.
You say that, but my youth group is it's not mine, it's the Lord's. Our youth group,
the youth group at Heritage,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I always razz on them when we're like, when I'll say a joke or whatever, and I say, listen, teens, when you inevitably grow up, fall out of church, and write your blog about, you know, the horrors of your upbringing in the Independent Baptist Church, before you, you know, write that, what I'm about to say is a joke, and then what I just said was a joke, and no, I wasn't serious when I did that. So when you write your blog, just know that that this is not to be taken serious. And so the boys in our church started writing a blog.
No way, really?
It's so funny.
It's pretty funny. Like,
that is pretty funny.
I mean, it's outrageous. Everything is totally twisted. It like actually a real blog, but it's so, and I think I'm getting out in the ahead of it. You know what I mean?
You know, it's funny.
Because inevitably, it's just like, I feel like
someone's going to do it.
It's just like.
Well, it's like extra funny because like there's people who
and
like,
I'm calling it.
Leave our church, right. And then it's like. Somebody's here's like, David, did you see this seven-paragraph Facebook page? And I'm right. like,
that's it.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, so I that stuff.
Yes. Yeah. So I try to get out in front of it.
It's so funny.
Just to wipe them out before they even start, because they're going to go to him like,
so, I became exactly what he said I would.
Exactly.
How did he know? Like, in 2024, Cameron Manarese told me that I was going to be doing this.
Yeah. So I snuck gluten in his lunchbox.
Yeah, but Tyler Campbell has written, like, I mean.
He had a lot.
It is so funny.
That's
and
funny.
He everything that happens at church night goes, and to the blog, and he gets his phone out and writes it down.
I used to have something.
Tyler, clean that up, and we'll read it on the pod.
Clean that up.
Back in my days of Twitter, I used to do something where anytime somebody would say something that was like, it could be taken the wrong way, or somebody like you understood what they were trying to say, but they didn't say it quite right, and I would write it down, and then once a week, I would tweet out quotables from Faith Baptist Church.
Right.
And I would just, and it would just be like some of the most absurd phrases and sentences that have been, like one kid one time, pastor goes, what do you want to do when you grow up? It was like her birthday. And she goes, I want to be like my mom and do nothing. And like the whole church laughs. Like, it's just like,
be like my mom and do nothing.
And do nothing.
That's terrible.
Do nothing.
Does her mom do nothing?
That's great.
Does mine?
Does her mom?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know her mom.
Your mom, bro.
It's pretty sus.
We had a kid. We did prayer requests in church tonight.
Are you talking about the
Aaron?
Yeah.
And this kid.
It's terrible.
He had a prayer request because his fish is dying. And so he wanted us to pray for his fish. It's on my phone. It hasn't linked to my iPad though. That's unfortunate.
Pray for his fish.
He had a song. But this is the third fish that he's had that's died. Aaron Hayes, and he had a song about the first one. And so I asked him, like, I know you're choking up here and it's tight, like it's tough, man. But can you sing that song for us? And he's like, I can sing this. I can sing the whole song. And I'm like, oh, great. So he stood up and he sang us his fish song.
His fish song.
Are you going to play it?
I don't have it's on my phone, which is being recorded, but it's not downloaded on my iPad yet, which is unfortunate.
Did you hear about the epidemic of, it's like hamsters epidemic. Or gerbils or something like that?
What about it?
Apparently,
he's about to joke.
I haven't read a Hamster Weekly.
Not a joke. This is a true story. My wife told me about this. But apparently, don't lie, but let me know if you knew this.
Okay. Tell me.
Apparently, like 85% of people do not know that hamsters or gerbils or guinea pigs, or I'm not sure exactly which one it is, they hibernate. Like if it gets too cold, your hamster will go to sleep because it's so cold.
Oh, no.
And it will, like, it slows down its heart rate and its breathing and stuff. And owners
don't
know that these things hibernate. Oh, so they're like, oh, another hamster died. Chuck it. And they just like, they just trash their hamsters or they throw them out into wherever.
Or they bury them alive.
Bury them in the backyard, not knowing that these things hibernate.
Can you imagine digging up that shoebox and you look inside, there's claw marks and they like,
So what's the problem? They're breeding?
No.
They're hibernating. So they're going to sleep like in the winter when it gets super cold.
And their owners are thinking the hamster died, not that it's hibernating.
That's a good thing, less rodents.
So they're just like burying pets. They're just burying childhood pets.
I thought you were saying they're... I couldn't figure out what was going on. I'm thinking there's an epidemic of so many of them being bred. And
No.
Kill them all.
There's
no difference between a hamster.
We're going to get nasty letters saying, where's my hamster? Why don't I have a hamster?
I will murder your pet hamster with my own mousetrap, and it will kill it the same way. There's no difference.
That's going in the blog.
There's no difference.
Tyler Campbell, write that down.
What's the difference between a hamster and a mouse without looking it up?
All right. What's the difference between a hamster, mouse, or either one of your dogs? Because if I shoot any of them, they will die.
How about a human?
We're all animals, man.
Depends.
That's right.
We're all animals.
But there's different species, and a hamster is a rat.
What's on this?
I'll eat a hamster. I'll eat your dog. I'll...
It wouldn't be the species, it'd be the family. It'd be the rodent family.
I don't know what you're trying to do here. You're trying to like cover to get up some type of...
I have always wanted a pet hamster.
A hamster
is a pet.
No, a hamster is a mouse.
Okay, it's a pet mouse.
No.
What's to say I couldn't grab a mouse and put it in a hamster box and do the same thing?
Nobody's saying you can't.
I mean, they're all the same thing.
You could hamsters make that argument for a million different things.
I'm sure you could, like a wolf and a dog.
Yeah.
Right.
I wouldn't want a pet wolf.
It's a dog.
What's up?
True. It is a dog.
Did you ever see the...
Seahorse?
No.
It's a horse.
It's a horse.
It's a horse.
Did you ever see the silly song
Crow
from Veggie Tales?
And an eagle?
It's the same. You can't tell the difference.
Crows are ugly.
They are.
Eagles are not
crows
ugly.
Crows are bigger than I think most people think they are. You can also, apparently, and this is all hypothetical. I've never actually done this. You can eat crow, and it apparently tastes good. I don't know.
Here's the thing about
you've
like,
eaten crow a time or two.
Hamsters?
No, of all the weird animals I've eaten, this would be on the list. I've eaten snapping turtle.
Have you never heard of the phrase eat crow?
Nope. Have you heard of it?
I have.
Okay, sorry.
It's me.
He's resting on his laurels. Call back.
There we go. That was
when you say something.
Who came up with that? Was that you or him?
I said it. You guys said it wasn't.
It's concerning how much you don't remember.
I can't. I'm sorry. Do you know the firing order of a small black 350?
This is my brother-in-law to be.
To be.
Yeah.
To be or not to be?
I hope to be.
That is the question.
That would be, well, that's what I thought.
This guy walks in my house and goes, hey, guys, you know, Cameron, your message tonight, you're preaching on time and, you know, wasting time or whatever. And Dustin goes, I wrote down in my notepad about
things
this time,
I regret.
This things I regret was missing the bus when I was a little kid getting on the wrong bus. Now, anyone who's listened to any portion of the show knows that Dustin has told that story like four or five times, and he literally sat here, looked me and David dead eye in the face, and tried to tell us a story, and me and David looked at each other, and I said, what, are you serious? And he's like, yeah, no, have I told this story before? I'm like, oh, Lord.
Hey, typically when we record this thing, I'm running on fumes, or I'm one of those electric hybrids, so I'm on battery backup, and we're getting low on charge. Oh, gosh. So you can't expect a battery to remember what happens when it gets towards the end of its life.
You can't expect to kill a machine to be accountable for what he says.
Well, that either, but... what was I saying before? I had a good thing.
Yeah, the notepad. Just fill it up.
I don't know. I'm writing out cult questions.
We were talking about birds, which I think is the grossest of all types of pets.
I think it's weird.
Hamsters.
Hamsters clean them. Like, birds are just gross all the way around.
Hamsters what themselves?
I would say the difference without looking it up between a hamster and a mouse is that...
What have you said? Hey, I clean myself. Well, how do you do that? With my tongue.
My cat does that.
Yeah.
He's very soft.
Gross.
And some toddlers do too.
I guess my dog cleans herself with her tongue.
Yeah.
And then she licks you.
Yep.
No, she don't.
She gives you smooches.
No.
Cameron comes home and goes, smoochy, 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 smoochy.
No, I go home and like, never mind.
A hamster doesn't chew up. Hamster doesn't chew up. A hamster does not chew up like furniture and stuff, but a mouse would.
So, do I you want to hear? Hamsters totally do.
I don't know if I've seen
this big old teeth.
Have I told the story about the hamster Michael Shane bought while we were in Bible school?
No.
No.
So Michael Shane moves into the apartment. He picks me up from work one day.
I don't know what's happening.
And there's a box in his car. And I was like, what is this box? It's making noise. And he goes, so I bought a hamster. And I went, you didn't think to ask?
The this roommates? Apartment is so yeah, small. Yeah,
it's the smallest apartment ever.
Grown men sharing this.
He just randomly bought a hamster. That's not really like
buys
a...
Buys a hamster.
That's we, not a random
he
purchase.
Names it. He names it Jezebel.
This sounds familiar. I
names the hamster Jezebel.
Wait. Dude, have we heard this?
I don't know I've told the story on here or not. I probably have. If somebody's going to email
that,
in and
that
be like...
That like brought something so up in my brain.
So... He,
yes, it got lost. It ran away in the... Yeah.
Yes. So the guy told...
But then they kept coming back.
The guy told him that we could get a gerbil cage and it would be the same thing, but the hamster could just squeeze through the bars. And then the hamster would go and just like hide in the walls, and then it would show up like we'd be chilling in the apartment and we would see her walk across the floor, climb into the cage, stuff her cheeks full of food,
and then leave
the cage and go back into the wall. So one day we caught her, and Michael Shane was like, I'm just going to let her out into the wild. She's not my pet anymore. So something
happened to it, right? Yeah.
Takes her across the street and frees her. And then the next day we're in the apartment and we just see her walk across. And he was like, what is happening? Like it was wild.
Pick it up, throw it against the wall. Hard.
It was wild. But we were talking about hamsters being clean. He put Jezebel into her little hamster ball one time, and he was like, be free, run around the apartment, whatever. Right. And she's running around, do, exploring the hallway and whatever. And we start watching like a show or something like that, and he forgets that she's in the hamster
in
ball.
The ball.
Which is not problematic, like she's safe inside the hamster ball. But after this situation happened, we Googled it and they were like, don't leave your hamster in the hamster ball for like an hour because hamsters go to the bathroom a lot.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And if you forget that your hamster's in the hamster ball, hamster's going to go to the bathroom in that hamster ball. And we found that out the hard way.
So this really happened.
Yeah, he was like, where's Jezebel at? And he walks outside like the door. You know how like you go out the door to where the bathroom was? She was like at the bottom of the stairs and it was just... And I was like, you gotta throw the whole thing out, bro. That's gross.
With a hamster
in it.
Yep. Just
power wash
lock
that thing.
It and play soccer.
You
with
put
it.
That thing up with the babies, you're about to power wash and you clean her off.
Yep.
Yeah, that's gross, man.
That's a reference from an earlier episode.
Callback, dude.
What's
the episode of callbacks right now?
Yeah, we don't know what we're gonna name this one yet. It's gonna have a bunch of names.
Friendship Mutiny is such a good name.
You just burp?
Yeah, I did. Good job. Respectfully burped.
Did you see how I put Friendship Mutiny in the Cartoon Network font?
Yes.
That was great,
yes,
man.
I thought that was good. We should have an episode where it's just a straight man. We do everything that a man would do with no...
Chewing
like
tobacco. Dip.
Not that far.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
That's for the $4.99 podcast.
Patreon episode.
Dude, I found the funniest clip I've ever seen in my life.
This better be good.
Oh, dude, it's good.
How come we don't have monitors in your kitchen? Like, what kind of production are we running?
The dream is to have a studio one day.
Yeah, we'll do it when Cameron gets a new house. We'll just turn this into the studio.
Just keep this house.
Keep this house. This will
open
be
it up as a studio.
All right. So I feel like this is. I'm going to tell you what it says.
Okay.
And then I'm going to. And then I'm going to tell you. I'm going to show it to you. So this guy. It's this podcast. I don't think it's the. Someone showed it to me.
He's got bad words in
no,
it?
No, I don't.
Because you got a knack for showing bad word.
It might have had one. Does I it? Don't know.
No.
But he'd be doing it all the time.
This clip this guy calls in, and apparently this podcast is a podcast where people call in.
Okay.
And they give they tell their secrets to the host.
Oh no!
So it starts out. It starts out with a lady. So I don't think it's like the best podcast. So I'm not going to show.
Oh, we could do that, and we'll call it Confessionals.
So this guy calls in. He goes, "Hey," and she goes, "Hi, whatever your name is. You know, go ahead, tell us your secret. We won't judge you." And he goes, "All right, well, so basically, my mom was the greatest woman on earth, and she let this
Don't give it away. Hit it on the video. Let me get a genuine reaction from the video.
This is reaction time. All right, yeah. Straight face. Ready?
I'm ready.
Yep. I'm listening.
Okay. All right, what's your secret you want to share?
Okay, so about 2 years ago, my mom, she passed away from COVID.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She had lung cancer, and there was, and there was someone who she was giving shelter to. He had lost his home. He caught COVID. He knew he had it, and he went around my mom, and he passed away from it. So,
no.
So every couple of weeks, I go, and I beat him until he's, can't walk. He's in hospital right now. He woke up the last time, but I mean, listen.
Hey, yo, listen, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, right?
Oh, my God.
I think I'm a godly man, but it don't say in the Bible I can't. I find peace.
What if he dies?
It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the man got to do what he got to do. I mean, you only get one mother in his lifetime, and I mean, it is
once a week.
You do what you got to do.
I heard over that every day.
Right.
I am so sorry to hear about your mom. Now, this solution...
You beat him senseless.
He's in a hospital.
From time to time.
Yeah, just if I'm having a bad day,
If I'm having a bad day.
Yeah, I got a bill due, and now I'm mad right now, so,
He's definitely...
Right, you got a bill due, going through something with Mano's, your girl.
This sounds like Mano's friend, right, for real.
Just beat the guy up. Whenever I'm feeling bad, I don't beat him up.
Oh, dude.
Beat him senseless.
What?
That's so funny, dude.
I love that.
How is
he goes, every couple of weeks I beat the guy within an inch of his life.
He's in the hospital right now.
Right now?
Yeah, my mom was a really good woman. She died 2 years ago from COVID. She had lung cancer, but this guy living there didn't have a house, and he had COVID, and he was walking around her, and then she died. So
oh, my
god! Once
goodness.
A week, I beat him until he can't walk.
I beat the breath out of him.
Dude,
can you imagine being that guy? You're like just going through your day and you hear the doorbell ring, ding dong.
Once
you're
a week.
Oh no.
How has he not figured it out yet?
Every couple he just weeks answers, he beats him within an inch of his life is what he said.
You open the door, you see it's that guy, you close it. That's the end.
What do you say? Like, I beat him to where he can't walk?
He says, beat him until he can't walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, so about once a week, I beat him until he can't walk.
Dude.
Last time he didn't wake up, he's in the hospital now.
That's wild.
So you just beat him whenever you want. Yeah, whenever I'm feeling down or, whatever.
Right now, I'm pretty mad. I'm got
pretty
bills
mad.
Bill,
and the
host is like, yeah, man, you're going to fight with your girl. You got bills due. Beat him up.
Bro,
that is so funny.
That's gold, dude.
I think everyone needs someone like that. Just
can you imagine?
To beat up or to be beat up by?
To have someone to beat up. Like,
who would you beat up?
I don't know.
Who would be your person?
Who's your person to beat up?
I'm trying to think of people who I find really irritating.
Who do you think would choose you to beat up?
I don't know.
That is the funniest.
That's the harder question to ask.
There's probably a disgruntled teenager somewhere that would like to beat me up.
What if he uses like a bat? I would ask more questions.
Yeah.
So what's
golf
your
club, bat.
Give us. So you've done this a few times. What's your tactic?
What's your go-to?
You have the
martial
guy's
art.
Address, obviously. What if you show up one day and he's done moved? Now what?
I show up. I shoot him in the knee.
You can't just start a habit like that and quit.
Use ninjutsu.
You got to get a dog to beat or something.
Take the back of my gun. I pistol whip him until he. It's not coming out of his nose.
You got to buy it. You got to like go to the pound and this poor dog thinks it's getting rescued. And you're like, sorry. This isn't a blessing. The guy that I frequently beat has moved, and I need to take it out on something.
Yep. Just be this.
So you're in the way, you just like move on to his brother.
Well,
that seems like a biblical yeah.
If the
way
pound,
to
if
that,
the
right?
pound doesn't have any dogs, you get a hamster.
Couple cats.
You just throw them up and hit them a tennis racket.
Yeah. Like, what's it called? What's the new thing?
Hamster
pickleball.
Yeah.
You put...
I was thinking the
badminton
with the birdie.
You take one of those little trampolines, exercise trampolines, you put it on the wall and just smack them in the trampoline.
I like that.
Yeah.
I don't have anything wrong with that. No qualms with that. All right.
You could do other animals.
Was that not good?
No.
Wasn't
that
good?
Funny.
That was so funny.
Yeah, I was happy with that. All right, you want to listen to Buffalo Part 3?
Go on to Buffalo. Yeah, I haven't heard Part 3 or 4 in a long time.
Here we go.
Well, I haven't heard them ever.
That's crazy. It was, like, so popular.
What's the title?
All right. How do I start a savings habit?
How to start. How to start a savings habit. That's the title.
Gone to Buffalo, Origins, Buffalo. Villains, and the like. Here we go.
One day, the guy without a buffalo.
Oh, is that a waterfall back there?
The guy without a buffalo.
Cows creeping it's the on origin. The baby wounded buffalo, scared him off with his gun. Trotted up to the buffalo,
body slammed the buffalo.
For his own good, honked out the buffalo, brought home the buffalo to eat him. Oh, he's kind of cute. I'll just eat my horse instead.
I'll just eat my horse.
What the saddle of the buffalo? One day the guy on the buffalo was romping around. Buffaloes was minding babies, but also getting hunted by some hunters. One of them was loud. The buffalo scattered. The other hunter got mad, kicked him in the knee, and punched him right in the mouth. Tackled the other hunter.
This is that guy.
It turned into this whole big deal. Guy on a buffalo, sneak up on you like a ghost. Yeah, it's me, you hunt a buffalo. No, we cool. I'm on a buffalo. Don't forget it. Oh, I won't. I don't like that guy. I'm gonna shoot him. Check out my coat. Look out, guy.
Check out my coat.
You're gonna get shot by the guy wearing a buffalo. Oh, get to the forest. What's gonna happen to guy on a buffalo?
All right, here we go. Episode 4, it goes right into it.
Just titled Rehab, Vengeance, and What Have You.
This is the continuation of Part 3.
Okay.
So I highly recommend you go and look at Episode 3. It shows him finding the buffalo, eating his horse, keeping the buffalo, training the buffalo, riding the buffalo, getting mm-hmm. bucked by the buffalo, riding up on buffalo hunters, being an animal activist.
And then getting shot by
getting
said,
shot by said buffalo. Guy buffalo people who was wearing a buffalo cape. And so that ended with him crouched over on the buffalo in suspense. What's going to happen? Here we go.
In the forest, found a buffalo with a dead body on his back. Put his finger in his nostril and brought him on. This happened before the baby thing. Fed him some soup. About 30 minutes later, the guy felt fine and he was like, oh, thanks, y'all. Got a check on my buffalo. How you doing? I feel better already. Thanks, bearded guy.
What's up with this
raccoon, y'all? Oh, he makes a dinner. Hope you like dumplings. Well, I do.
How you like them, raccoon? I like them too.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for complimenting me. Guy on a buffalo. One day, the guy on the buffalo seen his enemy on a mule. He says, I'ma chase him down and maybe just trample him to death. Who knows? Let's see. But the mule wouldn't go. And when he started running, the guy could hardly hold on. Cause it didn't have a saddle and it bucked him off. Now it's a foot race with a buffalo.
He tramples this guy.
Buffalo, hey, I like your hat, but it's not gonna save you. You better watch out. Oh no, left him for dead out on the prairie. Buffalo.
Wow.
See ya, got on a buffalo.
Well, hear that coming.
Not done.
Oh, when it got a third verse.
Some more revenge. Got a hot tip about the Crystal Palace and decided to go on in. He's thinking maybe them buffalo hunters who shot him was in there.
Oh, he rides it in there.
So he started causing ruckus. Head for the hills, everybody. This guy is
straight crazy.
Straight crazy.
Guy on a buffalo. Oh, shoot your glassware. Yeah, guy on a buffalo. Shoot you in the gut.
I shoot you in the gut.
Shoot you in the head and put a stove on your foot. Ouch. Oh, y'all don't want a mess with a guy riding around on top of buffalo. Ain't that guy? I done told you not to mess with a guy riding in a buffalo.
Oh, wow. So basically, it doesn't look natural, a dude riding a buffalo. It's like the most unorthodox. Like he's
I would disagree.
You think it looks perfect?
Yes.
Yeah.
I could be the next war
animal.
Can
you like request? You like in heaven? We're about to mount up, you know, to head back to Earth behind our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. I think that.
And you're like, real quick though, can I get an advance on that? You know, I can do whatever I want thing. And he's like, okay, what do you want, David? He's like, I'm a white buffalo.
Tiger.
Oh. The Bible just didn't write it, just didn't have anything on the buffalo man.
Yeah, well, actually, Pat the Pirate, there was an episode where...
He wrote a buffalo?
There was a white buffalo. The guy, the chief judged the campers on their woodsmanship or whatever, and he came riding on a white buffalo, so he's like the white horse, Jesus, whatever, and he was a white... He rode on a white buffalo, scared everyone. All right.
Guy on a buffalo. By the way, I found
Did you?
I found a ringtone.
That's guy on a buffalo.
That's guy on a buffalo.
And that's a, now the official podcast theme song. I wonder if we, man, if we get the rights to that, that would be our theme song.
That would be.
That'd be exciting. Take us to new places. What are you trying to do?
It's saying the card is almost full. I don't know how long we have on it.
Well, tell the thing to shut up.
Said it's almost full.
Yeah, there was an alert, but
oh.
I don't know.
I would assume we can finish out the episode though.
Yeah.
All right. Emails.
Yeah.
How many do we have? Millions?
No, I have thousands. A real long one.
A real long one.
Is it complaining or is it good?
All right. So we'll start. We'll start at the first.
How many emails did we get?
Four. I got. Well,
is one of them?
I got more than that, but I don't. Some of them are just whatever.
So if you don't, yours isn't read here tonight. It's just whatever.
All right, here we go. Just, Michael Lawson. Did we?
We did not read. I don't think we
didn't read Michael Lawson's.
Micah goes to our church.
Oh, this is lengthy.
From the quote keeper.
Oh, these are all the quotes.
Hey, guys. Sorry it took me so long to send the email. I started listening to the show back in late October, about the time you released Yacht Life, and wanted to wait until I was caught up to write
in. We did talk about yachts.
I would have been done for far sooner, but I had to significantly cut down how much I was listening to the podcast at work, as I didn't want my boss to ask me why I was laughing at a combat veteran advocating for power washing infants.
How about you just tell your boss to mind those business and you're a happy
boss
guy?
I get on the board with
my
this
boss
new
asking
idea.
Why I was laughing at a combat veteran advocating for power washing infants.
I think it's wonderful.
All right. It's
going to revolutionize sanitization.
You don't know it's a bad idea unless you try it.
Yeah. And if you try it and it's a bad idea, you did it wrong.
Yep. Continue.
Yep.
I've been absolutely loving the show and I'm incredibly thankful for the work you guys put into producing it. It has been really refreshing to have a good source of
protein.
Mostly clean comedy, and has made my commutes to work so much better. To call back to a few episodes ago, the quote I was telling Cam about was, "If you try to harm your child, you will win."
Did you say that?
If you try to harm your child, you will win.
You will win.
Dustin, episode 47.
Oh, I said that?
Yeah. Oh. Who do you think said that?
I thought you said that.
No.
I thought that these were just quotes that he was giving us.
No, no. He took these from our podcast.
Oh, these are things that we have said.
These are, well, I guess
now I'm nervous.
Yeah.
No.
What's going to get us to prison?
Yeah, that one.
Here we go.
Try to harm your child, you will win.
You will win.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh,
tell me I'm wrong.
I've really been enjoying my quote collection and can't wait to share more with you in the future. The quote book has grown quite sizable, and even I have forgotten most of the ones I put in there. So it'll be a surprise for me to go through it too. I think we need to have him.
All of these are going to be a surprise.
I think we should have him one to do this.
I can't seem to remember
anything.
It
seems to be a theme in your fan mail to say who your favorite member of the podcast is. Well, officially, I can't give an answer to that, as I go to the church with two of the members, both of whom could probably crush most of the bones in my body if I didn't pick them. Hmm. Unofficially, however, David is my favorite.
Let's go!
Oh, hey!
Yo! I feel like,
huh? What?
That's okay.
I feel like you're I think you're the favorite overall.
Yeah, I think because you're probably stuck up his butt. Here we go. I've attached my phone so you can put in the call jar if you want. We still have a bunch of phone numbers we haven't called.
Let's just call someone.
Not tonight. Oh. It's late. Late. Please note this is not for the Love Lifted Me segment. I don't know what that means. Love the content, remember. Guys. Keep up the awesome work. I plan to email and more now that I am caught up. Your fan, Michael Lawson. P.S. Keep an ear out for me in the future. I've got a few surprises cooking up for you guys.
We should just make fun of his toes. See if he listens to it.
Ooh. All right. Sounds like somebody. It's not, I wouldn't
have
do
you
that.
Ever heard of
That's
Adventures
favorite,
and Odyssey?
I wouldn't do that.
Adventures and Odyssey?
I've
Are you
going to
make
it.
Fun of me?
Yes.
He is Eugene Melsner.
100%. Dad, you're right. That's what it is. I knew there. Oh, my gosh.
Eugene Melsner.
You're a brilliant man.
He is. That's who he is.
Oh, no.
I miss Adventures and Odyssey.
I know the name, but I don't know if I know.
Here's something
thing.
From another guy know. From Should've church, Seth Hayes. Week. Cam, you can ask the other guys this. If the yellow man lives in the yellow house, the red man lives in the red house, and the green man lives in the green house, who lives in the White House?
President?
Yeah, that's it.
The expected response is the white man. No, you idiot. The president lives in the White House. Seth, I expect more from you.
Yeah, that's so 2004.
Bro, we're too smart for
Dude,
that.
Dude, all the teens were going around saying what year they were born today, and it was like, some of them were saying like 2013. I'm like, no. I'm like, wait. Oh. Huh. I guess so. It's so weird. Like, I feel like 2013 is like new. Like, that was like yesterday. It's not the case anymore.
I forgot to share this.
With
Ashley Namir, her father was diagnosed with cancer.
Who?
She wrote in, I forgot to write, this was on October 19th. That's as bad. I'm just wondering if you would be willing to share this fundraiser for my dad. He's still battling his terminal diagnosis, but we're trying to alleviate his financial burden while he's here. Please continue to pray for a miracle, and we would appreciate spreading the word on this GoFundMe page. I will try and get that GoFundMe page out.
Better late than never.
Praying for you. We are praying for your father, though. Yeah, Ashley.
Who is this?
Ashley Namir. She's Ashley emailed in many a couple times. I have one more that I want to. Let's see.
I'm just going to read my emails.
Michael Shelton says, when I was on a mission trip, the missionary I was with brought up something interesting to me. Deborah seems like the clear hero in the Bible, but look at Hebrews 11, who is the hall of faith, Barak. Who isn't? Deborah. Interesting, right? There is some unknown story about Barak sung in Hebrews, but not in Judges. Why I bring it up is because Deborah is used commonly by Christian feminists for a woman that stood up when a man wouldn't. Granted, Barak's statement was foolish and he deserved the dishonor, but something he did brought him into the hall of faith. Some food for thought that I found interesting. I am pro-woman, certainly, but how the Bible represents it is the man is the rule over the woman in every aspect, even to the point where a man tells the woman to vote. Most men, if not all, want a feminine wife. The exception would be a femboys who aren't masculine and want someone who is. In a perfect world, the woman would rule with the man, Genesis 1:28-30. But in the corrupt world, the man is to rule, Genesis 3:16. This is my controversial opinion that I don't expect people to fall in line with, but based on my research, this is how I stand. I guess this was back November 8th.
When we did the feminism episode, probably.
No, it's way later.
Oh.
When did Harry get married?
This is just like a random thing that he wanted to let us know about.
I don't know. I forgot to put a lot of these on.
This is just a random thing a single guy wanted to email in. Yeah.
What kind of show were you running here?
Here we go.
I got it. This is from the Home Depot. 5 ways to make the most of your account. Card, access all your previous orders along with user manuals and important warranty and installation information. Receipt. It doesn't stop.
All right, here we go. Ready?
If you're online, I'm reading an email.
Okay, well,
actively.
We don't have time. We have 7 minutes before we run out of whatever.
You
well,
know that?
All right. New Bible version just dropped. Best just one kidding. Since the Hawaiian Pigeon Bible. Give it a watch. A solid Stradophrodite. That's you. That's from Gabriel Shelton.
What's the new
one? We're going to run that one next episode.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Dylan Brooks, ready?
I know that guy.
I know y'all don't read many emails on the podcast anymore, but y'all can hear this. Y'all crazy.
Who's saying this?
Crazy to say guns are overrated.
That's not what we said.
Stomp, Dustin, stomp. I thought y'all were saved, and I thought Dustin was normal, but then he said he likes Scrapple, and I about lost it.
Hey.
If there's one thing I would describe Scrapple as, is the sins of all the world burned up at the bottom of the pits of hell.
Well, you're wrong.
Scrapped
That's
up
fine.
And slapped on the plate. But anyways, I still enjoy it, and keep up the good comedy and Buffalo Man stories. Who is this? Dylan Brooks.
Now, here's the thing. Mm. I knew this was going to happen. Nobody said guns were overrated. It was never said, not one time. It's not what he said. But that's what you heard because you weren't listening. He didn't say guns were overrated.
The love of guns is the root of all. The love of guns is overrated.
He said the
gun collecting is overrated.
Yes.
No, wrong. Whatever. I don't have energy for this.
All right. So we win. We were right. Dustin conceded. Right. We were right.
From YouTube. Great episode, guys. I love the reminiscent side of the podcast. Takes back to the startup episodes. Keep up the good work.
We could easily do another episode on that. Like reminiscing stuff.
There's so many things, that, especially like one idea will trigger some other memory that you forgot about. And you're like, oh my gosh, that was my.
Chick-fil-A is way overrated. It tastes decent. It's not superior.
We read this one already.
Someone said, you're insane. Burger King has beef, which means they personally slaughter cows.
Somebody said
what?
That?
Yeah. You're insane. Burger King has beef, which means they personally slaughter cows.
I like Burger King. It's perfectly fine to me. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Is that a slight against Burger King or is that a pro?
Speaking of Burger King, did you know that Burger King franchisee owners are filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy?
What? Why?
Yeah.
What happened?
Nobody goes to Burger King anymore.
I like Burger King.
When was the last time you were at Burger King?
In high school, but I mean, there's none around.
So you're part of the problem. I'm not a huge Burger King guy anyway, but there's another place that they've had.
He trotted up to the Buffalo. Everybody slammed the Buffalo. Yeah,
they have. There's another franchisee that
to go to a Burger King before they close.
I don't know.
Save them.
Bankrupt doesn't.
I don't want to save them. I don't care. I'm not a Burger King guy.
But they owe a lot of money. And
there's another place where the franchisee owner is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Can you guess the fast food restaurant without
Sonic.
Cheating?
I'm not.
No.
Hardee's.
It's Popeyes.
Really? What? I thought they're doing pretty well.
They were doing great a few weeks ago.
Not even really. So
we got 4 minutes. So we got to wrap this one up.
How do you know?
Because it's counting down right there, and I got to clear the card.
Oh,
I just like 4 minutes because it was at 15. Now it's coming down.
All right, no worries. They have some guys that are filing because they're attributing it to COVID because when everybody was like scared to go out. Popeyes doesn't have drive-through windows.
Yeah, they do. Everyone I've ever been to does. Milford has one. I've never been into the Popeyes. It's all drive-through. The one in Seaford has drive-through.
The one in Dover does not.
Yeah, but that's the only one I've ever seen that doesn't.
I think majority of Popeyes do not have drive-throughs.
You're making me think about this.
I think Seaford has one. I think new ones do.
Milford. These are old. The Milford one's old.
I've never been to the one in Milford or where.
Milford's been there a long time.
I can tell you the one on Fort Benning.
The news article I read said that majority of them do not have drive-throughs, and people did not want to go into this place because they were scared of COVID.
So. 3 years ago, they went bankrupt, and now they're just feeling the effects of it.
There's more options for eating at home than there ever was. So when fast food,
I want to make sure we end this one so we can not lose what we have or whatever.
I understand what you're saying.
2 minutes.
Yep. So when fast food places were popping off and they were getting big, like places like McDonald's when they opened, it was the only fast food place.
Yeah.
So like they were crushing it. But now it's like you can get Chinese delivered. You can get Chipotle. You can get all these other places.
Yeah, places like Grubhub and all gospel. That.
We can end this, clear some, and then get right back into this.
What is the gospel?
Yeah.
All right. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Everlasting.
If you want to make it to heaven, there's only one way to do so, and that is to call on Jesus Christ to save you from your personal sins, and he will do so and become your personal God.
The
Amen.
Only way to true financial peace is to walk with the Prince of Peace, Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus.
I love that.
Hey there, comrades. Thanks for tuning in to the Calm Down It's Fine podcast. If you liked what you heard this episode, be sure to like and subscribe on YouTube and share that link. We want to get the episode out. We want as many new listeners as we can, and we want the old listeners to keep coming back. So be sure to like and subscribe. Find us on social media at CDiff Podcast. If you want to donate to the show, you can find the link to do so in the description below. So thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.